the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Mountainous Tibet, one of the most beautiful places in the world.
By stepping down, President Mubarak responded to the Egyptian people. By stepping down, President Mubarak responded to the Egyptian people.
What's important to the Americans to understand is how much...
I admit it, I'm a pervert. I came here to take pictures of your daughter.
...was an attractive cat.
World-famous Phil Hendry showed here. Patriot Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the right-wing radio show where truth is our bitch. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we thank you for joining us tonight. Our Patriot line wide open, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned. Should we worry about the Muslim Brotherhood? Should we want him back? What's going on? Are you glad he's gone? And how do you like those signs that say death to America and death to Israel? You think that you think I'm buying into that? I don't think you think I am. Let's put it that way. They can bring Mubarak back and put him back in the whatever they call a White House there in Egypt. If I've got to look at signs that say death to America and death to Israel, take Mubarak, stick him back on his throne, put the crown back on his head, get the CIA back in his corner for all I care. Because I don't care all that much about Egypt. I care about this country. Now, our affiliate spotlight tonight in Denver, KRCN 1060 AM, and in Topeka, Kansas, WIBW 580 AM. Two great radio stations on the Phil Hendry Show Network. And our website is philhendryshow.com. A lot of exciting things happening at our website. Get our video cast by getting a backstage pass. Every night you can watch the show as well as listen to it on your favorite radio station on our affiliate list. You can watch our show. You can also listen to thousands of hours of archives. You can also get our podcast each and every day through iTunes. You can get our free Classic Phil podcast. You can look at the news feed. You can look at all the blogs. You can join us and email me and hope and pray that you get an email back. You'll get an email back. But here's one of the things that I want to tell people. They say, Phil, how come it takes so long to get an email from you? Because I'm answering this stuff myself, folks. I don't have a crew that's answering my email. I insist on answering all the email myself. And because I'm answering all this stuff myself, yeah, it takes a while. If I had a whole crew of people doing it, you'd be getting a response within a week. But that's just not the way it's happening. So, we'll hump it a little bit, but please do understand. All right, the Patriot line, 877-876-PHIL. Here's an interesting story that we're going to be talking to Margaret Gray, who's the nationally syndicated writer for the Dicklin Syndicate. She's on line one, our newsmaker line, to talk about this. Celebrities such as Jose Arias, Magic Johnson, and other celebrities to call chronically absent students and encourage them to go to school. Are you ready for that one? Here is Magic Johnson, and he's featured in a robocall to chronically absent students.
Morning, it's me, Magic Johnson here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal. So I'm calling the shots today. Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well.
All right, Margaret, did you hear that?
Yes, I did, and Phil, I was very, very blessed to be at a lot of the recording sessions that were done for these celebrity calls to absentee students. Magic Johnson is a delight. He's a wonderful man. He is obviously a very accomplished man, and we were very, very excited to have him.
But, I mean, when you listen to that, isn't there something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, Phil. What that is using individuals that these young people look up to encourage them to go to school because they don't really have that encouragement. Kids today still do not have the kind of exciting encouragement that you and I had. When we were young, we had parents that were working very, very hard. It was a very, very successful society. It was a very wealthy society.
Now, hold on. Before you start talking about that, I didn't have anybody that was encouraging me to go to school. As I've often said, and as you know, I had no one. I did not have any real upbringing. Okay.
Well, and you yourself said, as a result of that, school was not an interesting thing. And
all right, well, just don't include me in this group of people because I missed a lot of school. I was a lousy student. I didn't have any people there to encourage me.
And if you had had a phone call from a Magic Johnson...
If I'd have had a phone call from a Magic Johnson saying, hey, Phil, go to school, I probably would... it would mean something to me for about a week, and that would be it.
Well, and one of the reasons for that, and this is why we are focusing our campaign outside of Los Angeles, is that you grew up in Los Angeles, isn't that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, then you would not be as impressed with a Magic Johnson or with a phone call from a Jose Arias or anyone for that matter, Phil, because you grew up around celebrities. What we are saying is that this is going to be a marvelous and very effective campaign for kids around the country. And by that I mean we can get the comedians like Larry, the Cable Guy, and Jeff Foxworthy. These are comics that are very, very popular in rural areas. And you have kids who are living in those outlying areas. They don't get an opportunity to talk to some of these people. And to get a wake-up call or to get an encouraging phone call from a Larry the Cable Guy or someone like that is very, very exciting for them. And we're very proud to be a part of this.
All right, well, who is this designed to help, Margaret? Is this designed to help all kids?
It's designed, yes, primarily, yes, to help all kids. The children in Los Angeles are a different story, and that truancy problem is going to have to be addressed in a different way. But for children outside of Los Angeles in areas where they do not see celebrities, they don't get to talk to celebrities, they don't see them on a daily basis as children in Los Angeles do, we think this is going to work immensely successfully, and we are calling on celebrities throughout the industry to make these out calls to truant kids.
All right, we're with Margaret Gray here. Our number on the Patriot line, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about truant kids, kids that don't go to school. And maybe they will be encouraged to go to school if they get a call from a celebrity. We just heard that Magic Johnson call. And I suppose there are others. Now, you're aiming this primarily, and let me read this. It says here that a test run of the program called Wake Up will start next week, and more than 6,500 students will receive early morning calls from the likes of hip-hop stars Trey Songz, Big Boy, Magic Johnson. The students who receive the calls and emails have been absent for 10 or more school days this year. On the flip side, students who have excelled, have excellent attendance records, are not going to be getting these phone calls, Margaret?
I didn't think that they needed the phone calls. I think some people are arguing that they get a congratulatory call. I don't know what that's about. What I do want to see is an upswing in attendance on the part of kids that have not been going to school who are truant. And that is achieved by these phone calls from celebrities. What you're talking about, I'm not familiar with. I had no idea that they'd approve that.
Well, why not give kids that are excellent in school, why not give them phone calls from celebrities?
Well, the time of these people is very limited. To get them into a studio and to say to them, we want to get children back into school, celebrities are very much in favor of that. Celebrities, however, are very, very, they're a little bit touchy with their time. And if you have lied to them or you've misrepresented it and you said we'd like you to record a congratulatory call as well as an encouraging call, you oftentimes, and I think justifiably so, you get a lot of complaints from them that they were that this was misrepresented. So we're trying not to do that.
Why not just tell the celebrities you're going to come into the studio, you're going to cut a congratulatory call to kids that go to school, you're going to cut a go-to-school call for kids that are truant, and be upfront about it like that, you know, and whether or not it's for L.A. or not?
Because if we say it's a congratulatory call for students that go to school, the celebrities are not really going to be interested in that, because celebrities are mostly interested in children who are struggling. And celebrities are mostly interested in children who need encouragement. Celebrities are not interested in superfluous cherry on the whipped cream kind of ridiculous. And I'm not saying it's ridiculous, but celebrities, again, have limited time, Phil.
Margaret Gray with us, 877-876-7445. The celebrities will not cut congratulatory calls for the kids who go to school. These will be encouragement calls for kids that don't go to school. Now, these are not calls that are going to kids in L.A. What about New York?
They will not be going to kids in L.A. or New York. Those are two show business centers where young people are familiar with celebrities and are not going to be that, they're not going to be that influenced by Magic Johnson or 50 Cent or Ludacris calling them and saying, go to school. They've been around, they've seen a little bit more of this world than a lot of these kids that live out in the, you know, out in the sticks or out in some of these smaller towns.
All right, but in order to get to the kids that live out in the smaller towns to go to school, you said Larry the Cable Guy, you said Jeff Foxworthy, but you also have the rappers like 50 Cent and Ludacris.
Well, 50 Cent and Ludacris would not be included unless it was a little bit more of an urban center. And by that I mean more of a concentration of African-American students. Most of the truants out there in the rural areas are white. And so you're going for Larry the Cable Guy, you're going for Jeff Foxworthy, you're going for Billy Ray Cyrus, you're going for something like that.
All right, but what about the kids that are in the outlying areas that are black?
Well, the kids that are out there in the outlying, Soulja Boy, some of the black performers that are a little less of a high-value performer. And what do I mean by that? Soulja Boy is a little more teeny bopper, but he's also better understood by a lot of the kids. So what we're looking for here, Phil, are celebrities that will call kids that don't live in L.A. or New York and get them to go to school. And the way to do that is to appeal to them using these celebrities that they enjoy, using the whites and the blacks in areas that it will benefit. And forget about L.A. and New York, because the kids, they're just not that impressed.
All right, Margaret Gray on the line with us here at number 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about robocalls to truant students, they'll only go to kids outside of Los Angeles and New York, kids that are not used to seeing celebrities. That's correct, right?
That is correct, yes.
And they will be celebrities like Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy and Soulja Boy and Billy Ray Cyrus. Because of the rural nature?
Well, yes, there is a rural nature, but there is also the urban culture. And we will get as many impressive celebrities as we can for that. You heard Magic Johnson. Jose Arias is another one. But again, these will be individuals who don't mind making these outcalls in areas other than L.A. or New York.
Well, are you getting celebrities that want to make the outcalls only in L.A. and New York?
Yes, because that obviously benefits their careers. If they know that they're calling areas of the country that are not the mega entertainment centers, most of them are going to say no. But we are having some success.
Well, Margaret, what you've got here is you've got a program where you want to affect kids that don't go to school. But it's only going to work for kids in places other than L.A. and New York, because they're the ones that will be impressed with celebrities. But the celebrities don't necessarily want to make those calls. So you have to get a lower rung celebrity.
Well, and your point is what?
Well, it sounds to me like the kids that are truant outside of L.A. and New York are sort of just getting this B-level celebrity treatment.
We are doing the best we can with the individuals we're dealing with.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is radio for patriots, by patriots. I want to see this patriot line jammed with phone calls here this hour at 877-876-7445. What do you think about your kid, okay, being a kid that will be susceptible to a phone call from a celebrity like Larry the Cable Guy, or perhaps even Jeff Foxworthy, to get him to go to school, or the fact that other kids in the rural parts of the country will be akin to listening to guys like this? Because, hey, you know, celebrities, it's something you're not used to. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Seven eight seven six Phil. So you're saying that the students who live in areas other than Los Angeles and other than New York, Margaret, are students that they're, it almost to me sounds like you're calling them third world.
No, I'm not calling them third world. I think, Phil, what we need to do, let's stop trying to characterize what the those of us that want to help students are trying to do. You put that in a way as if I'm trying to insult these students.
No, I'm not. But you're telling me that this really is a program for America, not L.A. and New York.
That is correct, yes.
Oh, okay. And L.A. and New York, have they got a problem with truancy?
They have a problem with truancy, but we have to address it in a different way.
So right now what we're doing is we're addressing the problem of the rest of the country, other than L.A. and New York. We're addressing that truancy problem with the idea that those kids will be excited about hearing from celebrities.
Yes. The point that I'm making here is that celebrities are excited to those children. They're not that excited to kids in the big entertainment areas. That's number one. Number two, the point that I'm making is that those children need extra incentive to go to school because they don't live in districts that have the kind of educational facilities that a New York or Los Angeles has. So, yes, those kids are going to be reluctant to go to school.
Now, let me interrupt you here for a minute, because I had a thought, and I'm sure my audience is thinking about this, too. Why do we have to hire celebrities to get kids to go to school?
We are hiring, Phil. First of all, let me say that you're being a little condescending.
No, I don't think I'm being condescending. What I'm asking is that why are we bringing celebrities on board? You know.
No. You're being a little condescending by saying, why are we hiring celebrities? We have gone out and gotten some big celebrities who will agree to talk to these children. And by talk to them, I'm saying they'll agree to make these recordings. They have very busy schedules. Their time is very limited, and they have agreed to call these kids and, you know, tell them to get their high knees in gear or however you speak to them. It's a very exciting thing for these children to hear.
To tell them to get their high knees in gear and all that as well is all well and good, but why do we need to have celebrities to call kids up and tell them to go to school?
I don't understand your question.
My question is very simple. Have we lost our ability to encourage kids to go to school so much that we have to have celebrities to call them and get them to go to school?
We have a need in this country to direct our parents. There are a great many parents, Phil.
All right, here we go with we got to direct the parents.
No. You turn everything into that conversation.
No, I'm not turning it into that conversation. Here we go again with another, but even though it's a public service ad, I pray to God there's no tax dollars going to this, is there?
You know something, Phil? If there were tax dollars going to it, I wouldn't know. But I know how it makes you feel uncomfortable, and so I almost hope that there are.
You almost hope that there are?
Yes. I almost hope that there are, because sooner or later, society is going to recognize there is a very big responsibility to children that cannot look out for themselves and do not have parents that can look out for them either.
All right, well, then, you know what? That's all well and good about whether parents can look out for them or not. Where is the program that teaches parents, or even, I don't even think teaches parents, where's the program that just holds parents accountable for kids that don't go to school in a much more stringent way than what we're doing right now? Okay?
Well, the crime and punishment approach to education, you and I have never agreed on. And, you know, I really don't want to have this conversation. I'm talking about these kids. They live out there in God knows where. I don't know what kind of schools they're going to. They're going to school in America, but I put that in quotes. About the only thing that is going to get them to get out of bed and go to school is a phone call from a Magic Johnson or from a Mel Gibson or from even a Charlie Sheen, as much trouble as he's been in.
And Charlie Sheen is going to get that kid to go to school before his parents.
I'm sorry?
Charlie Sheen. You know who we're talking about, right?
Yes.
He's going to get that kid to go to school before his parents.
Parents today need to understand, and they need to be guided. Now, I know you don't like the word educate, but we've got to get to these parents, especially outside of L.A. and New York, and tell them your children need to go to school. Here is Charlie Sheen, who can get them to go to school before you. Here is Mel Gibson, who can get them to go to school before you. Here is 50 Cent. Here is Magic Johnson. Don't you feel ashamed? And chances are maybe they won't. But at least we're making a try to get the kids to go to school.
Let's get some calls up on the Patriot line for Margaret Gray. She needs to send your kids to school because you can't do it. She's using Magic Johnson, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in our Patriot line, 877-876-7445. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about a program whereby robocalls are sent out to the homes of kids that have been truant from school, that don't go to school. And these robocalls are sent and contain the voices of celebrities. And Margaret, you and I are having this argument about why we have to have celebrities calling homes to get kids to go to school.
No, they need celebrities because they're attracted to them. The celebrity is like a very shiny object. They're drawn to the celebrity.
And the kid in L.A. and New York, he doesn't need the celebrity.
He's used to being around a celebrity. You have to be a little bit more sophisticated for those young people in Los Angeles and New York. In the outlying rural areas is what I'm talking about. The children out there are much more susceptible to that shiny object. It has to do with the relative level of education of the parents. If we're to use a word, I would use the word intelligent as opposed to unintelligent. If you want a more graphic description, which is what I'm gathering, that's what you want.
Well, yeah, I do. I want as much of a description, as much of an explanation as you can possibly give me with regard to this program, why it's going to work on so-called rural kids, why we need it at all.
Because those kids are stupider or less, more dumb than the ones that live in the city.
And stupider or more dumb?
That is correct. And the reason why I say that is not because inherently they are stupider, but because of the fact that they live in less sophisticated areas, less access to the Internet, for instance, public libraries, public materials. We've got to get those children into school, Phil, because there's no one else. They're not going to go to their father or their mother. Those are people that are just not equipped mentally. And, I saw a thing on PBS the other night. It was a mentally retarded couple trying to raise a child. Well, the state finally had to take the child out of the home because these two mentally retarded people, they were doing things like almost setting the kitchen on fire in the morning when they were trying to cook breakfast, not operating the car safely.
But they were allowed to have this child.
Yes, until finally the authorities had to step in. This is our way of stepping in. And when I say our, I am concerned. I'm a member of the Hollywood community. We are part of the overview as to what's best for these children.
Well, there's a lot of parents out there in the so-called rural areas that are going to say to you, I got this under control, and I don't know what this lady's talking about. Here is Paul on our Patriot line tonight in Buffalo on WWKB. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Charlie Sheen, are you serious? Charlie Sheen is going to call my kid up. Charlie Sheen is going to call my kid up, huh?
Anything that's going to get that child to go to school. If Charlie Sheen can do it.
No, I need to go to school, not Charlie Sheen.
What is your problem? If you get your kid to go to school, what's your problem? Get your kid to go to school. This is what I mean, Phil. You hear this, man? You've got that real one-track mind, don't you?
You're not calling this guy. You're not going to call this guy's kids.
If his child goes to school, we have no interest in talking to his child. But apparently he wants to see... Sir, are you telling other parents what to do with their lives? Is that what you're doing?
Listen, you are not calling
other parents what to do with their lives.
You didn't let them tell my kids what to do.
No, other parents. That's what you're doing. Because we're not calling your stupid kid. If you get in
my stupid kid.
Whoa, let's watch out with the stupid kid thing.
You call my kid stupid?
No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to call your child stupid. I meant to call you stupid. For calling me up and worrying about me. Yes, you are stupid. Because Charlie Sheen is not going to call your kid.
Did you
hear me?
What?
All right. 877-877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show here as we talk to Margaret Gray. Are you going to call that guy's parent? Are you going to call that guy's kid?
What did I just get done telling you and the rest of these? And that is a perfect example of what I'm saying.
You're not going to call his kid.
No, if he's claiming that his kid is getting to school, I have no interest in calling his kid, other than to say perhaps congratulations. But then after listening to that, I don't think there's anyone that wants to call that home. Phil, what I am saying, and that man is a perfect example of what I'm saying, that man is representative of the ability of most people out there in these rural areas to grasp a logical thought. I'm not telling them that I'm going to tell their kid to go to school. I'm telling them that I'm going to tell their kid to go to school if he's a truant. If that man has a child that goes to school...
Then you're not going to call that guy's kid. You're only going to call these other people's kids where the kid is a truant. Okay, that's fine. But you think you're going to get that kid to go to school with Charlie Sheen.
I am telling you right now that children are truant for a reason. And if their parents cannot get them to go to school, then yes, we'll break out Charlie Sheen, Mel Gibson, whoever. And I've got money, Phil, that says our program... We'll get kids to go back to school, yes, using Charlie Sheen.
Margaret Gray here on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to her about this program to get celebrities to call these kids that live in the outlying areas, not L.A., not New York, but kids that would be impressed with celebrities, and incentivizing these kids to go to school by getting this call from a celebrity. Do you agree with that or disagree with that? I hope to God you disagree with it. Patriot line open at 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the Patriot line tonight here on the Right Wing Radio Show. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the world famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk tonight about an insidious and a very, very insidious saboteur in the body familia of America. And that is the idea that now celebrities are going to get your kids to go to school. On the line with me is Margaret Gray.
Well, you know, I love the drama of your program, and I love the drama of talk radio, and I love that very dramatic statement, which was the insidious nature of this infecting the body familia. We're trying to get rural and smaller city children into school, and you're mocking it. And
well, you were saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, during the break, the hayseed or the hick is easily incentivized by a celebrity phone call. Don't you get that?
We are dealing with hayseeds and rednecks. You're twisting my arm to be blunt. I'm going to be blunt. And if a phone call from Larry the Cable Guy is going to...
Larry the Cable Guy. This is going to get kids to go to school.
Far more than any phone call from Ludacris or 50 Cent. Or any of them.
Oh, well, that I don't believe. I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin not too long ago, and the place was, there was a Ludacris concert there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it doesn't get any wider than that. And the place, it was sold out for months. Months and months.
Where was this?
This was in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Which is just up the road from Milwaukee, which does have a very large black population. Thank you.
Whoa. They're not going to drive an hour and a half. No, they're not going to drive an hour and a half.
Thank you.
No, they're not driving an hour and a half, Margaret, to go see Ludacris in Green Bay when he's going to be playing in Milwaukee soon enough. Here is Jenny in Indianapolis on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Jenny. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Where do you get off saying that parents are irresponsible and stuff? I have four kids. Three of my kids go to school every day. My youngest son has an illness where when he feels good, he goes to school. When he doesn't feel good, he doesn't go to school. And just how are you going to be able to get people's phone numbers? I thought
you
school
need to
records
get a...
were private. And how are you going to just publicly get phone numbers and be able to call people?
We're going to have to do it because, you see, your son is being recorded as truant. And when we get a hold of that record, we can talk to a star that might motivate
you. But you know what? If you ever get a hold of my phone number, I will be able to find out, and I will sue you.
Well, who's going to get your child to get to school if you can't get that child out of bed because he has you conned into thinking he's got a tummy ache?
My child is sick when he does not go to school. He is 9 years old, and he is sick when he doesn't go to school. I have three others. I have a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 12-year-old that has not missed a day in over 5 years.
Well, Jenny, this is Phil. I want to ask you, what illness does your 9-year-old have, if you don't mind me asking? This
he
is sort of a chronic.
Tumor.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
Well, is he telling you that, or has it been diagnosed that way?
What do you mean, is he telling her that?
I'm asking the lady a question.
The pediatric neurologist at Riley's Hospital in Indianapolis is the one that's telling me that.
But you know as well as I do, Jenny, that even though your son, and God bless his little heart, has this brain tumor, he can play you. He can say, today I think I'll say that I have a headache, and then I can just hang out.
Well, now, what makes you think that child is going to do that? I bet you a boy like that would love to go to school and be able to go to school.
Kids hate school, Phil, whether they have a brain tumor or not.
Hey, Grady,
they hate school.
Maybe you should just try to find a life of your own and leave everybody else's life alone.
All I'm trying to tell you is if a Charlie Sheen, and I know that Charlie Sheen is not an example for young people.
People are going to impress my kids.
That's very interesting. How do you know the
who impresses my kids? My pastor impresses my kids. The pastor's wife impresses my kids.
What does he mean, a pastor?
The pastor. Pastor.
Oh, I thought you
were talking about... my church.
Of course, I'm sure he's very inspirational.
Some people on TV, that doesn't matter to kids. People who impresses the kids.
Your 9-year-old boy wouldn't be impressed with a call from Miley Cyrus. Oh, please.
He wouldn't. He cannot stand Miley Cyrus.
He can't spend enough on Miley Cyrus?
He can't stand her. Can't stand Miley Cyrus.
Well, Phil, I'm not going to trouble this poor woman any longer, but I'll tell you. I find it very hard to believe that a little boy, unless that brain tumor has done more damage...
Can we get off of the child's malady? This little boy goes to school when he can. God bless his little heart. And you talking about whether that brain tumor is having certain effects on him is none of your business. That's between the mother and the doctor.
I happen to be a mother as well, Phil. I'm the mother of, a healthy 13-year-old who is also in television commercial.
How many days of school does your child miss?
He has a tutor because he's in motion pictures. So,
a tutor.
Excuse me.
Hold on for a minute.
Doesn't get up in the morning and go to school every day. They just wait. They lounge around the house and wait for the tutor to show up.
He shows up on a soundstage at 7 o'clock in the morning to start shooting a TV show, and then the tutor comes and they do an hour of something I don't know, and then he goes back and does the TV show.
How many hours of school a day does your kid go to?
Oh, I don't keep track, Phil. All I know is the studio has a tutor.
Well, you're just not in the real world. And you talk about American kids.
You are a hypocrite, lady. Such a hypocrite.
I'm a hypocrite. You're the one that said that your young boy cons you into thinking he has a brain tumor so he can get out to go in and...
No, she went to the doctor.
I don't know how you found out.
We've had surgery.
And I'll tell you something
back. Lady,
Mel Gibson, your son you know what I think? I think if your son got a call from Mel Gibson, I bet you anything.
Everybody
I could look at an x-ray the next day and the tumor would be gone.
What are you trying to say about Mel Gibson?
I'm saying that Mel Gibson might be able to cure her son.
But you know, this is one of the reasons why. See, this is it. You got nothing in common with real people. Nothing in common with real people at all. Real people have got to get their kids out of the house. Thank you very much, Jenny, and the very best of health in the future. Thank you very much, dear, and the best of health to your son.
And I love how you get all of the accolades, and I'm, once again, someone that is seen.
Ms. Gray, you're the one that was talking about that woman's boy with his brain conning her into thinking that he had a brain tumor.
You don't know. I have my son, Jason J. Delmonico, was 13. Yes, he's healthy. Yes, he's in TV commercials, motion pictures, and television shows. Yes, he has a tutor. But I told you, L.A. kids are different.
Yeah, they're different, all right. So are their parents. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a call. Gary in Bakersfield. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Gary, with Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to let her know that look who's calling the kettle black. When she's talking about her kid getting tutored, and he lives in a city that's supposed to have better education. I grew up in a town. My kids grew up in a town of 10,000 people. You talk about rural, we're farming. I'm a farmer, okay? I have my own business. My kids, all four of my kids, all went to college. One's a school teacher. One is an architectural engineer. The other's an RN. The other's a workers' comp advocate. And you're telling me they're stupider? I don't see how you feel.
I'm saying, where did you go to school? Are you from California?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go. That's the difference.
Oh, that's cool. From California. I've got relatives that live in Oklahoma, Arkansas. All their kids have gone to college. One of my uncles in Arkansas was a head manager for Rainbow Bread. The other one was a manager for a Western Uniform in Oklahoma. And you're telling me because they live in Oklahoma and Arkansas, they're stupider? My parents...
Wait a minute. I want you to listen to what you just said. A manager for Western Uniform in Oklahoma... That's exactly something that I'm going to say.
Wait a minute. Your kid's getting tutored, and he's a so-called movie star? I never heard of him.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're like all the other liberals that live in L.A. You want to run everybody else, and you want to tell us what to do. Why don't you mind your own business and let the world do what it has to do? And that's what
Mr. Hendry was on here talking all of this stuff about how people are poor people and people that are stupider have to.
You're poor, you're stupider. That you know what I grew up poor.
No,
because I made something
didn't
out of my
that.
Life doesn't mean anything. You know what? It has
There's
nothing to do with
wrong.
What your class is. That's another class warfare deal you liberals want to bring in. Your class warfare, where if you're not here, you're not as good as somebody. And I don't believe in.
Why
all
don't
that.
You just allow these people? Why don't you allow people to raise their kids the way they see fit? And if there are kids that are truant, then you have a one-on-one contact with the parents.
Yeah.
You don't have one-on-one contact with the...
I'm saying, and that woman didn't deny it, that last lady I talked to, if Charlie Sheen could have talked to her son with a brain tumor, what do you think might have happened?
You know, you're just saying things. You're telling this lady you're making it up. That is almost demoralizing her. That is
how
so
the hell
terrible.
Is a little boy going to make something like that up?
I'm saying that we don't know what's going on with these kids. They're afraid to go
you
to school.
You don't know. That's the point. You're making a judgment on somebody. You don't have no... You're not God. You don't have the right...
Listen, do you understand that we live in a world now, sir, where someone can say, I'm the regional manager for Western Uniform in Oklahoma, and be proud of that?
What's wrong with that?
The manager for him making good money, and he got his kids all through school. One of his sons works for Boeing. And he's a head security. So you're telling me because he's not somebody to you? That doesn't mean anything to me. He's somebody to me.
How do you know
that
little boy that lady
kids are at school?
How do you know that that little boy didn't look up brain tumors on Google and now he's scamming his mother?
You go right ahead, but the rest of us...
She's been to the doctor, and she's been to the doctor. She's seen the x-rays. It's unbelievable that you'd say something like that.
I want to ask this man something because I'm confused. You said he's coming from Bakersfield?
Yeah.
And he has relatives in Oklahoma?
Yeah. What do you mean, A lot of people from Oklahoma and Arkansas moved to California in the 30s and 40s.
Yes,
so we
did.
Have a great many people in the Central Valley who have relatives in that part of the country, you know.
Of the you know, Phil, I thought that L.A. parents were a little bit cut above, but you This gentleman here is in Bakersfield.
You know
okay,
what?
I'll give
you're
him
the,
that.
Lady, I got to say, you're the kind of person people laugh at on the radio, and that's why I called. I was cracking up at you. You think we're stupid? You ought to hear yourself. You ought to hear yourself.
You know something? Gary, I want you to just remember one thing. When you say I've got a cousin who's the manager of Western...
All right, we already heard you put down this man's family, and they all of them sound like they're doing great. Thank you, Margaret Gray. Gary, I want you to hang on, okay, because I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate courtesy of our sponsor, ProFlowers.com, so that you can get somebody special in your life a fantastic Valentine's Day gift, okay?
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
All right, Gary, you hang the line. Gary is going to hang on for that. Valentine's Day, you guys know, is Monday. Did you know that? Well, you better get with it. So go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the screen, type in H-E-N-D-R-I-E, Hendry, and you get some exclusive deals for all of you guys, all of my listeners, at proflowers.com. All right, next hour, I believe we're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler, bud.
Let me look and see who we got on the manifest.
What do you mean the manifest, man? What am I doing here? Am I carting boxes of clothes back east or something, or marijuana? Anyway, yeah, Jay Santos is next. Smokers' rights on the agenda here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by.
Mountainous Tibet.
There are very few moments in
I wish there was a candidate that I thought it would be fantastic.
Jews are good with money.
I've used the N-word most of my life.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the right-wing radio show. And our Patriot line, of course, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The only radio show I can think of that consistently sticks up for the common man and his fight against the bloodsuckers in Washington, D.C. Welcome back to the show. We have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to join us here in just a moment. And we'll be talking about Egypt. We have talked about Egypt sparingly on the show because we recognize that the events over there, people need to get up to speed a little bit. Americans are these days much more prone to pay attention to what's happening here because we've got a lot of things that we need to get right in this country. And so that's where our attention has been mostly focused. But internationally, things are brewing. And we're going to get on the line here in a moment with Jay Santos, and we're going to talk about what's going on in Egypt and his opinion that people need to get more informed. When you say informed, what particular point of view are you supposed to be forming? Oh, yeah. Obama says Egypt will never be the same, praises the protesters' nonviolence. Is this the story that you wanted me to get out, Rance? I know we've got a bunch of other stories here with Mubarak. Anyway, our Patriot line, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhendryshow.com. So if you head over to philhendryshow.com, you can get live streaming video of the show right now with a backstage pass, access to thousands, and I do mean thousands of hours of archived material. You can have access to the daily podcasts, access to our free Classic Phil podcasts, our news feeds, as well as our news blogs. It's all there. And of course, we have our merchandise store as well, philhendryshow.com. Be a part of Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned after 30 years in power, and that power brought about by the assassination of Anwar Sadat. Anwar Sadat murdered by extremists after he cobbled a peace deal with Israel, the first Arab country to do that. After 30 years in power, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned on state-run TV Friday, the day of the biggest yet anti-government demonstrations. Mubarak's appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman made the brief announcement of the president's departure from office. And let's listen now to that announcement from the Vice President.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by. President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down. President Hosni Mubarak has decided to step down as president of Egypt, and he has decided that the higher council of the armed forces will lead the nation.
On MSNBC, Simon Rosenberg, president of the New Democratic Network, which is a liberal think tank, says Obama inspired current events in Egypt.
What's important to the Americans to understand is how much of an inspiration Barack Obama's election was to people all around the world. The story of Barack, from an oppressed class here in the United States, to be able to rise to power through, you know, overcoming a tough regime here in the United States, has created an inspiring message at a time when young people are looking to be inspired around the world.
That is that's one of the most marvelous misreads of current events I've ever heard in my life. President Obama, who was awkwardly silent during the Green Revolution. Now, did he have anything to do with that? Well, we didn't hear any liberals weighing in on that one, did we? So we can just go ahead and push that one aside. You think the people of Iran and what they attempted to do against that fascist Islamic Republic that they live in, do you think that those people are just what, man, chopped liver? Somebody you can sweep under the mat because it's not convenient to the, to the storyline? Anyway, Chris Matthews, oh God, not him, please. Chris Matthews credits Obama for events in Egypt.
I'm a little bit jubilant now, a little bit frisky, so I'll say something that'll bother people. But if you have, a lot of the people in this country think the President of the United States is Muslim, which he is not, he's Christian. They think he's foreign born, which he's not, he's American born. But they have this attitude about him, the people on the right, a lot of them, right? And here he is, and he comes into office in this jubilant situation in Egypt, where the first time in our lives we get to see people from the Arab world in a very positive democratic setting, not as terrorists or not as people fighting Israel or whatever. Not
democratic setting,
the West, but people like us,
right? Celebrating
in a way, it's like it took Obama to have this happen, or it's just so serendipitous.
You know, the only thing serendipitous is your face. And never mind.
Watch it.
Let me tell you something, Chris. First of all, what democratic setting are you talking about? The military has taken over. Yes, it was the mass demonstrations that put pressure on Hosni Mubarak, but it wasn't just the mass demonstrations springing out of a vacuum. There was a feeling and there was a movement afoot in the Middle East, folks, and I'm telling you that that has more to do with what the United States introduced into the Middle East militarily than anything having to do with President Obama being elected. Unbelievable gall on that guy. Finally, some are worried that the Muslim Brotherhood may take power in Egypt now that Mubarak has stepped down. On MSNBC, here is Keith Ellison is his name. He is a representative from Minnesota. He says that concern is bunk.
People in Tahrir Square, some of them are religious, some of them are not. But this is a demand for dignity, democracy, and it's exciting. This is about the people. It has nothing to do with what some sectarian group's agenda is. And, you know, this is a scarecrow, this talk about the Muslim Brotherhood.
All right, that may be, but when I see signs that say down with America and death to Israel, I don't feel all that groovy. And I suppose that I can look at those the same way that one would look at those signs, perhaps in a Tea Party movement or perhaps in a anti-Iraq movement where we see presidents compared to Adolf Hitler. I get it. I know there are extremists in every group. But if that becomes something of a habit over there, then Cleopatra, King Tut, all of them, man, they can, you know what they can do on Main Street. Let's bring on Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police. You heard the audio, Jay. You have been watching the events unfold as a auxiliary police officer. What do you think?
Well, Phil, I think there's a lot of things going on over there. They're very exciting. I think we, as Americans, should be jubilant, I think, in that there is a sort of a dictator. You know, it's going to be, has been told, get out of here. And also, I want to just mention, I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer, which means we are sort of securing, and that is protecting society, and for, you know, we protect our neighborhoods in ways that the police have not discovered, or ways that police have been a little bit, and I don't want to criticize police, but they've been a little bit derelict. What we're going to do in the next week, as we proceed here with our own personal mission, and that is a operation that we call Go Dark. And Operation Go Dark is simply walking into malls, into public areas, talking to people, asking them, you know, what their take is on Egypt. And what they think about it, and we will then note down their opinion. The very tough part about it, though, is we want to make sure that their opinion is one that, you know, they're on the right side of this thing. And the right side of this, I think you would have to agree, is that Mubarak's gone, and the Muslim Brotherhood is, I think you heard the guy say, it's a scarecrow. So we're telling people, you know, asking people, what do you think? If they tell us that they're glad that Mubarak's gone and that the Muslim Brotherhood is not any big thing, we thank them very much for their information. If they say, on the other hand, though, that they're nervous that Mubarak is gone, and they are nervous about Muslim Brotherhood, that's when they ask them to go. We ask them to go dark. Now,
what is going dark?
Going dark is simply you go dark on talk radio for 30 days. We ask them to go dark on Fox News for 30 days because the opinion they've got is underinformed, dangerously underinformed, and for that opinion to get into the public discussion means that we're going to have a lot of not only people that are not informed and are not too intelligent about what they're saying, but they could influence other people. And so we asked them to go dark. And
you asked them to go dark because, you know, I'm sitting here listening to this, Jay, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're making the decision, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
This is strictly a security issue. It's got nothing to do with politics. This is strictly a security issue.
Well, how is it a security issue? If you ask somebody, do you support Mubarak leaving or not? And if they say, I do, then you just let them go or whatever.
Well, yeah, we say, you know, with tip of the pith helmet to you, have a very pleasant and productive afternoon. Thank you very much.
And if they say, no, I don't like that Mubarak is gone and I'm afraid of the Muslim Brotherhood, now you're telling them to go dark on talk radio.
That is correct, yeah.
And why is this not your personal? You claim this is strictly security.
This is strictly a security situation. I don't really have a dog in this hunt. All right, I don't really have a dog in this hunt. I don't know what the right answer is. If I do, I guess I'll go home and talk it over with my wife or my son or my mother who's living with us now and get some opinion on it. But really, this is about security. If people say they're glad Mubarak is gone and the Muslim Brotherhood is not that bad, then we have people who are going with the events. They're going with the flow. They're keeping their head down. They're keeping their mouth, to be perfectly honest, you're keeping their mouth shut. But if there are people who are saying, no, I don't like the Mubarak's gone, and I don't like the Muslim Brotherhood, those are people who are going against, they're not going with the flow, and they're, you know, making a problem, and they're going to go against everything that's going on down there. And that's what we say, then you are being directed to go dark. And
well, how can you direct them?
Well, that's what we do, right?
What do you say? You say your opinion is not good enough?
We tell people that they need more information. And again, this is from a security standpoint, that them being in favor of Mubarak, that's a security problem. So we tell them to go dark.
All right, let's say, I want you to do this. I'm going to do what we call psychodrama. And by the way, we're on with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445, the Patriot Line, 877-876-PHIL. I'm standing there in a mall or whatever, Jay, and I guess I catch your attention. How do you do this?
Well, it just we'll be standing in an area where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, and we'll stop people as they're going through.
Are you stopping everyone?
Yes, we are. And that does create a line. So we have some of our sub-commanders go back and make conversation with people. And it sounds kind of crazy. We've got one of our sub-commanders knows how to do a balloon animal. So he does that for the kids. And
so you got a line of people that you've backed up because you're asking each one. Go ahead. Ask me the question.
All right. Well, I would ask you. And no, first of all, Phil, we haven't backed up. We're simply trying to ascertain what the attitude is out there, so we don't have that much of a unsmart dialogue going on the radio. But I would ask you, excuse me, sir, and what is your take on the situation in Egypt?
Well, I am glad that I wish that Mubarak was still there. I'm afraid that the Muslim Brotherhood is very extreme.
All right, sir, I'm going to have to, and you, sir, in other words, you don't like that Mubarak left.
No, I do not like that Mubarak left.
All right, sir, then I would direct you to go dark for the next 30 days on all the talk radio that you listen to. We certainly don't want you calling any talk shows. I'll also have to direct you to go dark on Fox News. And I would recommend that you watch MSNBC or Huffington Post just to get an equalized view.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, yes, you are. And have a nice day.
Well, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Have a nice day. You will.
So what is that? Are you just...
what I'm doing is, it's called, this is a Missouri police technique, it's basically called last word. You're going dark, and if you keep saying to me, no, I'm not, I'm just going to say, yes, you are, and no, I'm not, yes, you are. It's called last word, it's very powerful, and pretty soon you may cause a problem with me getting the last word, and you may try to physically confront me, and then, of course, I have every right to defend myself.
Are you trying to pick a fight with me?
Not at all.
877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is joining us talking about the situation in Egypt. If you believe that Mubarak being gone is a good thing, then he and the Citizens Auxiliary Police let you pass. If you believe that Mubarak should still be there and that the Muslim Brotherhood is dangerous, then he directs you not to listen to any more talk radio. He says it's simply a security issue. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Talk about a dumbass.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
James Chevron, you know that man?
Yes, I do. I know who he is. And I know the problems he causes.
All right, we're back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and this is the radio show for patriots, by patriots. As we talk to Jay Stannis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, he claims you provoked a fight.
No, I did not. I did not provoke a fight.
And well, tell me what happened.
What happened is simply this, Phil. I asked the man what his opinion was in Egypt. He gave us the go-dark answer, which is he felt that it was bad that Mubarak was gone. He was not trusting the Muslim Brotherhood. I said to him, at that time, I have to direct you to go dark on your talk radio.
Going dark on talk radio, meaning don't listen to it.
Yes, that's correct. Don't listen to talk radio. Don't watch Fox News for 30 days. And he responded by saying, yes, I will listen to talk radio. And I said, no, you won't. And he said, yes, I will. And what happens there is, it's what we call the doctor last word. People are going to keep on. And I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I will. I said, no, you're not. And I did a little, I'll admit, I went, ha, ha, like that. And he said, yes, I will. And I said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I will. Until finally he took a swing at me. And, of course, all bets were off then. We slammed him to the cement. We did restrain him with a zip tie, and we called the police officers of bike patrol that was nearby and said that this man had assaulted me. And so we'll play it any way people won't play it, Phil. We're not out there trying to hurt people. We're not out there trying to do anything, but if you won't play it like that, I'll play it like that. If you want to play it easy, you know, sweet and easy, we can play it sweet and easy, too. And
yeah, but you provoked a fight with that man. By first of all, you're asking questions. The thing of it I'd like to know is, what do the cops say about you keeping people blocked from having access?
We're not blocking anybody, Mr. Henry.
You said that you're asking these questions in a pedestrian breezeway. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's keeping people standing in line.
Yeah, that's correct. But they still, once they answer our questions, they're never allowed to go.
So you're asking these people, what is your opinion on what happened in Egypt? And they're saying whatever they're saying. And if they give the wrong answer, which it sounds to me like they're giving the conservative answer. You want the liberal answer. You want.
Wait, I don't understand the liberal answer. This is strictly safety.
Everybody that you have been directing to go dark with their talk radio has given a point of view that is held widely by conservatives, which is Hosni Mubarak leaving now is bad. There is a very unpredictable state in the country right now that could very well be manipulated by Islamists, and those people, you're telling them not to listen to any more talk radio.
Because they're not. The people who believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is a dangerous thing, Phil, are simply not equipped to call any talk shows. I don't know how to put this. They don't have the information that they need. And
so what if they do call a talk show? And I don't know where you get that idea. They're not equipped.
Well, because it's not the correct point of view.
And who says that?
I say that, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we made a judgment call that if you are in favor if you believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is a bad thing, it's going to take over the country, we made the judgment call that you are not too bright and that you cannot listen to talk radio and really can't call a talk show. Now, we made that judgment call.
No, that's what I'm saying. So Citizens Auxiliary Police is out there censoring and directing people from what they can say on the radio.
I don't look at it that way, Phil. All I said was, you're directed not to listen to talk radio. And then the guy said, well, I'm gonna anyway. And I said, no, you're not. And that's where I had him, because I knew he was going to say, yes, I will. And I said, no, you're not. Yes, I will. No, you're not. And that's when he got so angry, he took a swing at me.
Yeah, and right there, you just told me something. You're provoking a fight. You've got, I don't know how...
No, sir, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I don't know how many Citizens Auxiliary Police so-called sub-commanders around you, and they're, and how many joined you in, quote, slamming this man to the cement?
We have a half a dozen. And what, am I not supposed to use them?
So a half a dozen guys grab this man, slam him to the cement, zip tie his arms after he took a shot at you, and I don't blame him, to be honest with you.
Really?
That's right.
Well, would you like to take a, you can step up the plate you want, Mr. Henry. I mean, I don't...
No, I'm not going to step up to the plate. What I'm telling you is this. You provoked that guy into a fight. When he said that he believed that Mubarak leaving was a bad thing, you directed him not to listen to talk radio. He said he was anyway, and you did the yes, you are, no, you're not.
That's correct, yeah.
Until finally he took a shot at you. And what I'm telling you is you guys are out there telling people who have the view that the Muslim Brotherhood is a bad thing and could take over Egypt not to listen to talk radio. That's what I call fascism.
No, it's not fascism. What we're trying to do is keep the stupid people off the radio. I mean, how'd you get a job?
Is that right?
Phil Hendry.
We'll be back to Phil Hendry Show.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Patriot Line is open now, 877-876-PHIL. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the right-wing radio show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. A reminder tomorrow night, our video cast for our local Los Angeles show on KFI AM 640, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined me. As we continue to talk here about this, I think I gave the number, right? 877-876-7445. As we continue to talk about you stopping people and asking them what their opinion is of the situation in Egypt, and you again deny that this has anything to do with politics, you're basically telling people who have a conservative point of view not to listen to talk radio.
No, all we're saying is, and this is a security point of view, talk radio in America is completely overtaken. It's completely overtaken by conservative and everything. And there's no way you can deny that. And I think everyone sees that it's just been overtaken by it. So what we've said is, if you have a conservative point of view on Egypt, which is that you want Mubarak back, then we tell you to go dark and stay dark for 30 days. We want you to go dark on Fox News, go dark talk radio, no call talk radio. You go dark on Fox. And for people who have the liberal point of view, we tell them, because what we're trying to do is get a dialogue going in this country that doesn't get too right-wing,
and people listen to that. Right now in Canada, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Canada is laughing, you know, until they cry in Canada. Listening, I've seen and I've talked on Twitter to people who are from Canada, and they laugh till they cry about...
What are they laughing until they cry about?
About America and how it's not informed on anything.
You know, I long have since stopped caring about what Canada thinks, okay? Canada is a country version of your really uninformed plastic shallow friend who thinks that because they know certain people and they eat certain foods that they have culture. That's Canada. 877-876-PHIL.
I don't know what that means.
What it means basically is I'll take my advice from other people. Here is Bill in Bakersfield, California. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Yeah, is this guy for real? He's telling everybody to shut up. You don't have the right opinion. This sounds like totalitarian kind of a government thing. And you're talking about security.
No kidding.
What the hell security got to do with anything? It sounds like you're somewhere with your little civilian police force trying to start fights. You're making people upset. You know, you can't tell people what to think.
This country cannot afford an uninformed opinion on what's happening in Egypt.
You know, you tell everybody to go dark on talk radio. That's the only place we get any information on in this country anymore.
Well, the information you're getting is wrong.
You're full of it, man.
You can say that if you want, but I'm dealing every day with
people. And I'll say what I want because I'm an American citizen. You can't tell people to shut up.
Wait a minute. Who gave you guys
the authority to start your little private police force here? I mean, if you want to tell somebody to go dark, go tell Obama to go dark. He's the one that told these people to throw the guy out.
Well,
he said, yeah,
that's
get
a little
him out
racist.
Here.
That's a little racist, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about Obama going dark.
Now, you said Obama should go dark.
You were the guy that brought it up, though.
Because he's the one who's been flapping his lips about this guy leaving and telling the people of Egypt, all you young people need to go out there, and you're standing up for democracy and everything. They're not standing up for democracy. And he's pushing this thing.
What are they standing up for then?
Quiet.
You got a guy over there, that Mubarak, who is a dictator. And
well, what about the dictator in Iran and Iraq and China? The guy from China was holding one of his Nobel Peace Prize winners in prison.
How come you're bringing that up now? We're not talking about that.
We're not talking about that, huh?
We're talking about this guy who's been telling the Egyptians to throw their leader out because he's a dictator. What about the Chinese? You know, he just had the guy to a big old steak dinner,
and last I checked, there wasn't any big popular uprising to throw him out. And
what did you call Tiananmen Square?
That was a long time ago, Mr. Henry.
Let me ask you something, Jay.
Well, you know something, you two guys. This is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, because both of you guys.
Well, you can get off of the talk radio then, because you're trying to tell us to shut up.
I'm telling you to go dark, is all I'm saying.
Did we lose the connection? Hold on for a minute. Get him back.
The other people, too. And
we lost part of that, Jay. Say it again.
I said every time this guy talked about Obama going dark and flapping his lips, and he doesn't see how racist that is.
What's racist about that? You can say that about Bush. You can say that about me. So what's racist about it? You sound like a racist. You have to bring all this stuff up.
Why did you call me a racist? You're the guy that said that Obama should go dark.
No.
You're the one that told him what happened.
If I can go dark, why can't he go dark? Okay?
Let's
have equal opportunity here.
If I can go dark, he can go dark.
Okay.
You called Obama a dark.
No, he didn't call him a dark. He said, go dark.
Your opinion on Egypt is wrong, sir, and I need you to immediately go dark on talk radio and go dark on Fox News, and I'll tell you why. The national dialogue on this issue has become so brain dead.
Yeah, from your side.
from the my
only,
side.
The only, brainless person I've heard. How did you get this guy on the radio in the first place? He wants us to go dark.
You talking to me?
Well, this is the Citizens Auxiliary Pool. We've had him on a couple of issues here.
Well, I'm on here. I can talk for myself. I'm on here because we're trying to protect this country from a flood of...
With your from a civilian police force.
Civilian? It's a civilian police force.
Yeah, he did say civilian.
What's up with that?
No, you said pavilion police force.
Civilian police force.
Civilian, whatever.
No, he said pavilion like it's a supermarket.
Well, that's what you sound like. Hitler had his civilian police force, too, running around beating up people and telling
them
what to
say. That's right. They were called the SS.
You liberals... You know,
liberals, look at man, you're the one that's talking about a country that needs to immediately remove this guy Mubarak violently if necessary, and then we allow the so-called forces of democracy that I haven't seen yet. All I've seen are signs that say death to America and death to Israel. I don't see any democracy going on at all. What they have is a military coup.
The military coup is the first step. Then comes democracy.
You want to know something? That rarely, if ever, happens. All right, thanks very much, Bill, for your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. That's our Patriot line. I want people to call in right now and talk to Jay and set you right, Jay, on this idea that we need to go dark on all these opinions about Egypt because America's having a stupid conversation with itself.
You said it right there. That's exactly what's happening, Phil. America's having a stupid conversation with itself right now. Everyone is saying that Mubarak needs to stay in office, otherwise going to be Muslim. Going to be Muslims everywhere. And I am telling you that President Obama has had the most sensible outlook on this, which is to take Mubarak and send him off into the hinterlands. Now, am I saying that politically? No, I'm saying that Obama has had the best take on it in terms of the safety of America. If we just back up of the forces of what's going on over there, the military or however you want to call it, and quit going on about Mubarak and quit going on about all the rest of this. I just don't want America to keep embarrassing itself with the stupid conversation. So we're asking people to go dark. That guy called Obama dark.
No, he did not.
Well, it sounded like that to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe if you didn't use terms like go dark.
I heard that guy said Obama's flapping his thick lips and he's a dark.
No, he did not. And that's what you want people to hear, and that's what you want people to say. Just like when you...
What are you accusing me of?
I'll tell you what I'm accusing you of, Jay. You're a liberal who wants to provoke a violent confrontation. You're a liberal who wants to provoke a certain kind of conversation that's going to elicit words that you can then accuse people of being a racist for uttering. This idea that you'll say to a guy, you got to go dark for 30 days, and he'll say, no, I won't, and you'll say, yes, you will, baiting him into this argument until he takes a poke at you.
I didn't bait that guy into anything. I didn't bait that guy into anything. What happened was, is I said, I said, I'm directing you to go dark. And he said, what'd you call me? And I said, you heard what I called you. And that's,
Oh, so then he thought you were calling him one.
He thought I was calling one because he was black. But I didn't.
So what you did is basically say, I'm directing you to go dark. The guy said, did you call me dark?
No.
I'm totally, I get it all the way, man. I know what's going on here. This is what you do to make it look like everybody's a racist and to make it look like everyone is violent. And this, what do you call it, the last word doctrine?
When you tell someone you're going to do this and they say, no, I won't, you just keep saying, yes, you will, and they say, no, you won't.
So that they'll take a shot at you.
That's what that guy wanted to do. That's on him. He did that. I did not. He put that fear in the people. I did not put it there.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. The Patriot Line with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about the fact that unless you're on the right side of the argument on Egypt, which is we're glad that Mubarak's gone, you need to stop listening to talk radio and especially stop listening to Fox News until you get your head right. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, will be back in our news hour coming up at the top of the hour.
Phil Hendry.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, radio for patriots and by patriots, 877-876-PHIL, our Patriot line, and on the line with us, Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The events in Egypt have inspired at least the auxiliary police here to ask people what side of that issue they're on. If they're on the wrong side, which is the conservative side, Jay, you tell them that they are to go, quote, dark, not listen to Fox News, not listen to any talk radio, and you say that out of the concern for safety.
Well, it's a safety feel because if we've got too many stupid people that are talking on the radio.
No, but it's too many stupid people means anybody that believes Mubarak's exit was premature. That's what you call a stupid person. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Patriot line. Let's go to Joyce in Houston. Joyce, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis.
Yes. Let me tell you, I want to talk about this gentleman that you own, and I say that loosely. You can't tell anybody what to listen to. And you accuse this man that said something about Obama of being a racist. Well, let me say this to you. I am a black senior citizen grandmother, just a few years shy of 80 years old, and I will call him a dork because he is in over his head. Obama doesn't know what he's doing. And for you to sit there and tell somebody that not to listen at Fox Radio and who to listen to, you can't tell anybody who to listen to. I listen to
He called Obama a dork, and he also...
Well, I'll call him a dork, and I'm black. So, okay, now what do you say about that? And let me say this. Obama
it's reverse racism.
Obama is biracial. Shut up and let me talk.
It's reverse racism.
Obama is biracial. He had a white mother and a black daddy. So when someone says something about Obama, how do you know that they're not talking about his white side? He spent more time with his white side than he did with his black side because his black grandmother didn't want him. You just need to listen to a black lady that has some common sense. You can't tell me not to listen to Fox because I'm going to listen to Fox. Okay?
I'm asking you to go dark. Go dark, ma'am, because you are not prepared for the opinions that you're going to have on Egypt.
I am prepared. Are not prepared. You are a stone nut telling people what to listen to. I'm going to listen to Fox.
I want to ask a question.
What do you say about that? And
Joyce,
you need
this
to
is Phil.
Shut up
I want to ask
and
a question,
listen
Joyce.
To some common sense.
Right.
Because
what do you mean
you
by DA, Jay?
DA means dumbass, and that's
good. You don't have any. Well, tell
somebody
what to listen to.
I will call Obama a dark,
and I'm a black lady. So what do you say about that? Now,
I think you're a white
what
man.
Do you say about
be a
that?
You're a white
you
man pretending
so
to be a black woman.
What the hell does that mean?
Just tell somebody what to listen to.
This is a white man pretending to be a black lady?
Yes. I believe that's what we have here. And that's
you are so stupid.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
You can laugh all you want. I think this is a white man who wants to say dark, 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 dark about Obama. No black person would talk that way.
This is a black lady. You are so stupid.
You know,
I can't believe anybody living in this world today is this stupid. You can't tell anybody what to listen to. Well, I am going to listen to talk, and you said that.
You're listening to the wrong talk. I didn't say not to listen to talk radio, but you're the wrong talk.
Would you shut up and listen to some common sense? Let me tell you, you say that...
From a black woman, yes, not a white man.
You said that conservative radio have taken over. You know why? Because nobody want to listen to that liberal junk that they put on. Who wants to listen to MSNBC? It's just hatred. Hatred of conservatives. Well, I'm so sad that you hate conservatives because I am a conservative.
I left
the Democrat Party years ago, sir, and I have not looked back, okay?
You need to get a life.
And I will call Obama a dark because Obama is in over his head. He has no right to tell anybody to step down. We need to be marching to get him to step down. So please,
Barack Obama, because he's got the big ears to prove it.
He's in over his head. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and he definitely hates America. He and Michelle both. They really hate the
I will
country.
Tell you right now that I don't believe you're a black woman. I think you're a white man doing a voice.
I am a black woman. Almost 80 years old, okay? And I did not vote for Obama, okay? Okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Let me ask a question. You're saying whatever to this lady, and you basically are saying that because she's making points that you can't argue against.
No black person is going to say Obama's a dark.
She just did.
I'm black, and I said it, and I will say it again. He is in over his head. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And the only reason he is president today is because he had a black daddy, okay? Biden said that Obama was not ready to be president. Biden was right then, and Biden is right now. He was not ready to be president. He is president today because he had a black daddy. I don't care nothing about his black daddy.
Mr. Hendry, I'm directing you to tell this woman to be quiet because she's offending my liberal sister.
You just said I was a white man, so where am I? You just said I was a white man acting like a black woman. Now you say I'm a black woman, so which is it? Am I black or am I white?
I'm being polite, but I will say, would you direct this gentleman to...
Will you shut up? Thank you very, very much, Joyce, for your call. It was very refreshing. I appreciate it very much hearing from you.
This man here... ought to go on a comedy show or some deal like that.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Joyce, for your call here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You just heard there about as quintessential a phone call as you could get. Because when you do hear from an African-American who opines conservative, most of the time they're considered to be self-hating or crazy.
Now, Mr. Henry, I've never said anything like that. I do believe that Michael Steele was, but I've got nothing to do with it.
Michael Steele's self-hating. Why? Because he's a Republican?
I'm simply going to say this. That man is white. And
who? That lady that just called?
No, Obama. And
get out of here.
Were you dumb thing?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, for your informed opinion. That man is white. Who? That lady? No, Obama. All right, well, there you have it here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos talking about the safest opinion I have, and that would be that we herald the arrival of democracy in Egypt. Or is it really the arrival of democracy in Egypt? It can be, perhaps, maybe. But it ain't going to do us any good if it is another fact. And believe me, when you know as well as I do, any Muslim takeover, any religious takeover of any government is a fascist government in the making. And yeah, very good question. What happened to Iran? What happened to Iraq? All of a sudden we're in favor of democracy in Egypt. There's a struggling democracy in Iraq. People are trying to get on their feet. They're trying to battle the violence of still violent insurgents in that country. Is there anybody on the left? Is there anybody that calls himself a liberal or a progressive that has the common decency or the common guts to speak up on behalf of the democracy in Iraq? You talk about hypocrisy. You talk about gutlessness. You talk about,
I think he's a white man.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
In these difficult circumstances, the country is passing by.
Mountainous Tibet.
There are very few moments in our
lives. I wish there was a candidate that I saw that would be fantastic.
Take juicy burger.
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth.
That is a threat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Radio for patriots, by patriots. Every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, right wing radio, and proud of it. President Mubarak has resigned. He has resigned. That may be confusing for some people because it was a huge demonstration, and President Mubarak said, all right, I'm out of here. I'm leaving in November, and the vice president will take over until then. Well, he's just flat out resigned. Is President Obama to thank for this? Some on the left think just that. Groupon.com pulls their controversial ad about Tibet. What was that? What did anybody hear about that one? That one kind of passed me by. And President Donald Trump, well, a new poll ranks the top GOP contenders for president. We'll see where he lands in that. Phil Hendry here, along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard here in our NewsHour. And this story of Hosni Mubarak resigning and leaving the country is only part of the story. I know that the American people, and don't forget, by the way, folks, PhilHendryShow.com is our website. You can go over for live streaming video of the show with a backstage pass. And we will have, as usual, our show log at the end of each and every show so you can see what you heard or what you might have missed. And don't forget our podcasts. I know that there are plenty of Americans who are confused about the situation in Egypt. How are you supposed to think about this? We have been trained since we were the little tiny people in this country as Americans. We're trained that democracy, above all other forms of government, is not only the best form of government, it's the American form of government. It's what our forefathers founded and tried to spread throughout the world. You know, this thing is, it's really funny. Don't you just love to hear people talk about how America has no business spreading its way of life and America forcing itself? I get a lot of that. From the very beginning, America was trying to influence the rest of the world through the offices of people like Thomas Jefferson, who wanted us to be very active, very active in the spreading of democracy. Citizen Genet wanted us to be very active in the spreading of democracy, wanted us to outfit and arm privateers in our own ports. America, a brand spanking new country. A brand spanking new country was supposed to immediately turn around and get involved in the affairs of not only France, but get itself involved in another war with England. So don't give me this stuff about how, oh, all of a sudden America's out there pushing its weight around and trying to tell everybody how to live and trying to tell. That's what we've been doing since the beginning. You want to know why? Because the world wants us to. Now, let me tell you something about this rush to fall in love with every popular movement. I know the people that are listening to me right now are not stupid. You get it. You understand. You understand that some of the very same people that are jumping up and down and wetting themselves over the possibility of democracy in Egypt keep their mouths completely shut. They turn their backs. They go back to their Starbucks. When you bring up the topic of democracy in Iraq, because I guess that's not a worthy democracy, is it? It was brought about by an American military intervention. It was brought about by George Bush and the WMD thing. And so therefore, as the result of that, philosophically, as a liberal, as a progressive, you can't jump on the side of democracy in Iraq. You turn your back on those people. A great opportunity, a marvelous opportunity, where American resources already are, American money, American companies, where all it would take would be just a little more of a push from the American people themselves, maybe even a little more of a push from the left, these people that are heralding democracy in Egypt, but somehow are deathly silent when it comes to Iran and Iraq. What is that about?
Yeah, they're I think they're hypocrites. It's good you bringing that up too, Mr. Henry, because people, they just don't, and they come up with the stupidest excuses too.
Like what?
Well, they'll just say, well, I don't want, like you were saying, I don't want to be democracy in Iran. That's none of our business. Democracy in Iraq, we never should be there. But then democracy in Egypt, we should.
Well, there you go. Democracy in Egypt somehow is our business.
But freedom ring, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, bud. Democracy in Iraq and in Iran is our business too. So when somebody says to me, let's get excited about Egypt, and I'm looking at the face of someone who 3-4 years ago turned his back on the possibilities that presented themselves in Iraq, I realize what kind of bum I'm talking to, man. This is nobody you want. This ain't any friend. somebody, as minute you turn around, man, they'll shank your back as sure as you stand there. Lying mothers, they talk about Bush being a liar. They talk about, the Bush administration or whoever, Republicans or whoever, conservatives, being untrustworthy. There isn't anything more devious, hypocritical, more full of lies, and just absolute blatant and unapologetic hypocrisy than the left. And all you got to do is look at the struggle of Iraq or the people in Iran or any of a countless number of democratic movements around the world. But these guys, all of a sudden, they got married to the Egyptian model. Now, let me explain something. From its very beginning, you know, people love to talk about George Washington. Why wouldn't they? He was the father of our country. He was he was a great general. A lot of people don't think he was a very good general. I think he was a great general simply because he was a great symbol. He was a great symbol of strength, and the soldiers followed him, and he led them to victory. But as a president, he was a pretty amazing guy. Washington knew that we had to ensure American trade. One of the first things we had to do was we had to make sure that anything we sent from our country made it to the country that we were trading with. Anything that we were manufacturing here or making here or growing here, if we were trading with another country, whether it was England or France or anybody, it had to get there. One of the problems that presented itself in the 18th century was the problem of privateers and pirates. They would go on board and they'd steal what you had. Or you might be boarded by a certain country's navy in the middle of a war of its own, like France and Britain, and you may have your ship boarded and you may have everything impounded, and it never gets to where it's supposed to go. Washington knew that a young country needing money could not afford any of that. So he struck a deal with the British. Yes, that's right. The very country that we had just defeated in a war, in the Revolutionary War, we struck a deal with the British. And part of that deal had to do with protecting American merchant ships at sea so that they got to where they were going. Now, is that a guy taking advantage of, even though we're talking about a monarchy that was hated in this country, despised and forevermore would be, by generations of Americans, teaching this in schools? You know how we were raised to consider kings and queens. They're the worst. Of course, these days we have to worry about kings and queens anymore. But in any event, they looked at monarchy back then the way we look at Islamists or communists. That's how they looked at monarchies. That's how America looked at the monarchy of Great Britain. It's nothing more than a bunch of commies. And yet we struck a deal because we needed it. It was opportunistic. It was everything that any liberal today will tell you is hypocritical. Although any liberal or left-wing president or Democratic president would cut the same kind of deal. What happens to a lot of these liberals is they elect a Democrat president, and then he begins to talk more and more like a Republican because he recognizes, you know, the reality of the world, and they get all upset, and they say that he's drifting to the center. But in the meantime, they still lay claim to anything good that he does. So they get, you know, sort of the best of both worlds there. They can still be a bit recalcitrant and angry and petty about the president. But when he does something good, they can say, hey, he's our guy. But the United States, in the person of George Washington, cut a deal with a country, with a government that was anathema. And so it is today. There are certain things that take precedence. And what are they? Well, one of them is us. We do, our country, the health, the strength, the economy, the society, it takes precedence. And if that means that we need a guy in power, or we need a couple of guys in power, or we need this, or we need that, or we need something else, that's just the way the ball game is played. Now, somewhere along the line, and maybe it was too many war movies out of Hollywood, we got the idea that no matter where, no matter how, America has to foment and instigate revolution against all kinds of dictatorships and autocracies. I wish it were that easy. I wish we could do that and be successful. But we can't. Until then, until such time as we are successful doing that, we have to use those people. And they use us. And if that means that we prop up a Noriega or even a Hussein. That's what we do. There's a big difference between that and a piece of garbage like Hussein suddenly going road and freelancing and turning the gas on his own people. And that's when you decide to part companies. And of course, the Gulf War was the major breach.
Let freedom ring.
Thank you. So Hosni Mubarak, this may be in some people's minds a red letter day. I don't really know what it is they're talking. I don't know when a cat like Michael Moore or, oh, I just saw Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, I don't understand, man. What is she talking about? You gotta bleed red, white, and or white, red, and blue and everything.
Yeah, but what's she talking about? What do you mean white, red, and blue? Red, white, and blue, man.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Look, anybody is entitled to go on Twitter and say anything. Yes, we laugh when Kim Kardashian goes on there because she ain't even an actress, man. She's a model, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kim Kardashian's a model, and to the extent that models are kind of cool, and what does she think, and this and that, I mean, you know, Christy Brinkley or whoever, but she ain't no actress.
Yes, she is on a TV show.
That's a reality show, man. I don't count that, sorry. But, yeah, you know, everyone jumping up and down and loving life and loving Egypt, man, I'm really suspicious of that when they kept their big mouth shut about Iraq, kept their big mouth shut about Iran. And Iraq, if you think about Iraq, if you think about the opportunities that were present and continue to be present in Iraq, there's a lot of American resources there. We had a lot of American soldiers there. A lot of American soldiers died for a good thing, for a good thing. Democracy in Iraq, the same thing they want in Egypt. Hello?
Yeah, a lot of them saying, though, that they could have had it without that.
They could have had what? Let me tell you something, man. The time had come. Hussein, the worst day of his life, man, is when Uncatch flew that stuff into the World Trade Center. He should have known. He should have known that was the end of the road for his ass. He probably did, too. I remember the quote from him. He said, now, America, you use common sense. You're done, man. You're done. You should have packed your bags. Well, he's gone now.
Yeah, you're talking to a ghost.
Well, wherever you are, Saddam, man, you should have packed your bags that day. I mean, serious. Packed your bags and got your ass out of Dodge that day. Because it was only a matter of time. All right, more on Egypt. Plus, Groupon is forced to pull some of their advertising after a bunch of loony leftists thought it was insensitive. I can't wait, man. We'll get into it, 877-876-7445 for all of you patriots on the Patriot Line. I want to check in tonight. Check in, baby. World famous Phil Henry Show and our website, philhenryshow.com. Right Wing Radio.
Phil Henry. For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Always the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, Right Wing Radio, and this is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, our Patriot Line, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned. We've been talking about it. We have some other things to talk about, but we got to clear up some stuff on this. Hosni Mubarak resigns, and is Chris Matthews a douchebag every day? Or is it just like most days? And does he sound like such a simple-minded bastard? I understand that you're an educated man, Mr. Matthews. I understand that you are you come from a journalistic background, but it doesn't keep you from being self-deluded, consciously brainwashing yourself. And today on Twitter, of all of the dumbasses that were weighing in, and I don't really read much on Twitter. These days I've been checking out the whole Cat Stack saga, which I'm sorry if there's some radio station program directors who don't know who she is, but like my audience does, so don't worry about it. But anyway, I've been checking her out. So I did read Lindsay Lohan, of all people, Lindsay Lohan. And when I saw her in that tight cotton dress, I'm a big fan now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a phony.
What do you mean a phony, man?
I am too.
That's all it took, man, you know. I didn't like Lindsay Lohan until I saw her going into court in that tight, in that knit dress. Lord have mercy. Anyway.
That's the sexism.
Ooh, no, it ain't. Because I'm about to say,
God bless America.
I was going to say that. And I'm also going to say,
God, Thomas Jefferson ain't got nothing on you, Mr. Henry.
Will you shut up? That it was Lindsay Lohan who tweeted today. She tweeted the following thing. She said, I really want peace in the Middle East, and I hope that Egypt maintains its commitments to Israel. Of all the people that I read, that was that came from Lindsay Lohan. I didn't see that out of Kim Kardashian, who is not anywhere near as beautiful as Lindsay Lohan. Now,
I think so. Thomas Jefferson should take lessons from you.
In a minute, man, I'm going to... So here's Chris Matthews now, and here's a guy that falls all over himself. I don't even think he realizes the caricature he's become. Are we playing Matthews or are we playing Rosenberg? Well, here's Simon Rosenberg, president of the New Democratic Network. He says, President Obama inspired the current events in Egypt. I think that that is unbelievable, man. I'll tell you what inspired the current events in Egypt. Iran inspired the current events in Egypt. Tunisia inspired the current events in Egypt. And Iraq inspired the current events in Egypt. What chutzpah and ego, which is very typically American, it's very shocking, though, for a liberal American to claim such chauvinism. Yes, we, meaning our president. There's a lot going on down there, man. Are you reading the newspapers? There's a lot going on down there. It isn't just Obama standing and saying, you know, the world is a groovy place and you can be free. There's a lot of stuff that's going on down there. Lots. Here is Chris Matthews on MSNBC. No, excuse me. This is Simon Rosenberg on MSNBC crediting Obama with inspiring the current events in Egypt.
What's important to the Americans to understand is how much of an inspiration Barack Obama's election was to people all around the world. The story of Barack from an oppressed class here in the United States to be able to rise to power through, you know, overcoming a tough regime here in the United States has created an inspiring message at a time when young people are looking to be inspired around the world.
What do you mean a tough regime, you stupid ass? Now here is Chris Matthews.
I'm a little bit jubilant now, a little bit frisky, so I'll say...
Yeah, you got something going up your leg.
I'm a little bit jubilant now, a little bit frisky, so I'll say something
frisky.
To bother people. But if you have... A lot of the people in this country think the President of the United States is Muslim, which he is not. He's Christian. They think he's foreign-born, which he's not. He's American.
Whatever, whatever.
But they have this attitude about him, the people on the right, a lot of them, right? And here he is, and he comes into office in this jubilant situation in Egypt, where the first time in our lives we get to see people from the Arab world in a very positive democratic setting, not as terrorists or not as people fighting Israel or whatever, not mouthing epithets against the West, but people like us.
Right. Celebrating.
In a way, it's like it took Obama to have this happen, or it's just so serendipitous.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
I have never heard such. Here's a guy that's looking at signs that say death to America and death to Israel. What is the democratic process? I'm not quite sure, although the president did resign and the vice president took over. But who is truly in power in Egypt? And it's an amazing piece of self-delusion when we look at all the other things that have happened in the Middle East, and guys like Matthews silent. Guys like Matthews would be silent watching someone go to their death to a firing squad if they weren't exactly the right kind of guy for that moment in time. If it wasn't exactly going to really make for colorful and provocative commentary on a show, Matthews would keep his mouth shut, put his glasses on, look down at his little word processor, and keep writing dirty emails to his mistress while someone went to their death in front of a firing squad. That's the kind of friend you got in Chris Matthews. Thank you.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you inspired Chris Matthews, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. All right, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is coming back here on number 877-876-PHIL. That is our Patriot line. If you'd like to join us, by all means. Why are liberals whining and crying over a Groupon commercial? We'll get into that next. PhilHendryShow.com. KFI tomorrow night. Best of CDs. Shot glasses. It's all there, baby. PhilHendryShow.com.
Bitchin'.
Phil Hendry.
Sick juicy burger.
You're listening to the world famous
famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And tomorrow night we're on locally here in Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. But you can watch us on a videocast online at philhenryshow.com. Groupon yanks controversial Super Bowl ad on Tibet. I was going to read, there's a story here about Florida wanting people to, if they are jobless and they're getting jobless benefits, bud.
Yeah.
Then Florida would like the people to volunteer, do some volunteer work while they're getting their jobless benefits.
Well, the problem with that is that you pay the taxes in, you know.
Yeah, but the employer is paying half of it. Right, but as Rance just pointed out, the employer may be paying half of it, but they're the ones that laid your ass off in the first place, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference, man. They're paying half of it. People ought to, you know, volunteer that half.
I got a hard time with it, man. If I paid my taxes in for unemployment insurance and I'm unemployed, then, brother, I think that I ought to be entitled to take that. And I don't care if the state looks at me and says,
who's the wiener here?
I'm the guy that is entitled to it. All right, now, enough of that stupid stuff. Groupon yanks controversial Super Bowl ad on Tibet. 5 days after the Groupon.com Super Bowl ad was slammed for being insensitive to the plight of the people of Tibet, which I don't remember watching this, man. Was it Timothy Hutton?
Yeah, that was that old guy.
That old guy. Timothy Hutton's my man. It's my generation, man.
Well, how old is that guy anyway?
I don't know. I thought he looked damn good. I thought he looked like an old version of himself in Ordinary People. Anyway, 5 days after the Groupon.com Super Bowl ad was slammed for being insensitive to the plight of the people of Tibet, Groupon pulled the ad from airwaves on Friday. We hate that we offended people. We're very sorry. We'll never do it again. Oh, please don't hurt me, said founder Andrew Mason on the company blog. We've listened to your feedback, and we haven't really cared about it, but we're sweating bullets here that we're going to lose a lot of money right as we're getting up and running and buying a lot of houses. And since we don't see the point in continuing to anger people, we're pulling the ads. Well, how many people did you anger, sir? Really? I'll tell you how many. About five, and they got a whole bunch of people to call. They got a whole bunch of people to email. They got a whole bunch of, you know. Today, you know, you advertisers, I'm just telling you, and don't tell me you know the research because you don't. You're getting manipulated by a handful of people. You guys pull your ads because of this and that, and maybe you know it, but what's the point of pulling your advertising when it's just three really loud old ladies? The controversial spot began as a mock public service announcement about Tibet and then ended with the line, "The people of Tibet are in trouble." Yeah, they are. Their very culture is in jeopardy, but they still whip up on amazing fish curry. And since 200 of us thought at Groupon.com we got $30 of Tibetan food for 15 at a Himalayan restaurant in Chicago. All right, anyway, let's listen to these ads, shall we? Oh, you mean you don't want to? These are the Groupon ads that everyone was taking great exception to. First of all, here is the Tibet ad.
Mountainous Tibet, one of the most beautiful places in the world. This is Timothy Hutton. The people of Tibet are in trouble. Their very culture is in jeopardy. But they still whip up an amazing fish curry. And since 200 of us bought at Groupon.com, we're each getting $30 worth of Tibetan food for just $15 at Himalayan Restaurant in Chicago.
Save the money. Unlock great deals in your town. Groupon.com.
I see where they went wrong. I see where they went wrong.
No, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, there is. There is. I see where they went wrong, and I'll tell you in a moment. Here is Brazil featured in a second Groupon.com ad, but it's survived being pulled up till now.
The Brazilian rainforest, one of nature's most lush ecosystems. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hurley. The rainforest is irreplaceable, yet rampant deforestation is threatening this natural treasure. But not all deforestation is bad. And since 100 of us bought at Groupon.com, we're all saving 50% on a Brazilian wax at Completely Bare in New York City.
Save the money. Unlock great deals in your town. Groupon.com.
Now, here's where they went wrong. That Brazilian ad is totally fine because it's gross, you know.
Well, yeah, talk about deforestation. You're waxing some ladies.
Shut up. Don't say.
Come on, man.
But the first ad was bad, and here's why. You see, Phil Henry and people like me, we do that kind of shtick all the time. But we're not a company that's selling stuff. I don't have hamburgers here. I mean, this is a radio show. In other words, I'm not an advertiser who's buying time on a commercial outlet in order that you buy whatever it is I got, you know. And for me to attract you to buy the stuff what I got, I'm insulting, or otherwise I'm engaging in very edgy humor. I thought it was very funny, don't get me wrong. And that's the kind of stuff we do on our show all the time. But we're not in the advertising business. We're entertainers. And these advertisers make the mistake more often than not. Not a lot of them, but there's just enough of them where they're constantly popping up in the news that they think they're suddenly Groupon.com. They think they're an extension of what? Saturday Night Live? They think there's some kind of a shtick enterprise? I mean, what are people going to your business for? Are they going to your business so they can get some laughs? They're going to your business because you offer something that enables people to save money, to have access to different services in a very unique and original way, and it's a new way of extending commerce in the country, in the world, and blah, 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 blah. That's all great. But you don't go about life as if you're some kind of a funny man, right?
Yeah, well, you were talking to that lady that time about a brain tumor.
Talking to what?
What did you say?
That when Phil was talking to that lady about a brain tumor.
What brain tumor?
The lady that called in about her kid.
Oh, that was, you mean 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
All right, well, wait a minute. That was the character. That was whoever the hell that was. Jay Santos, I forget who it was. And she brought, that's got nothing to do with anything. That's what we do on the show. Do you understand that that's what we do? That was Margaret Gray.
Yeah. And she's all, the kid's probably faking having a brain tumor.
Right, man, but I'm not sitting here going, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and here's a lady whose son has a brain tumor, and the kid's probably faking it, so says Margaret. And by the way, would you please...
What about your website?
People go to my website for that very humor. People go to my website for that very humor. They're not going to my website to get something else. They're not going over there to buy catamarans. You understand?
I don't know, man.
Just don't trust me. You don't know what... Trust Phil. I know what I'm talking about. And that's what happened to Groupon, period. You know, if you're going to engage in the edgy world of edginess and like that, don't be too edgy, you know?
A lot of these guys are on edge, Mr. Henry.
This is very true. Fox News poll, Romney, Huckabee, Palin, Trump for president, ? Huh? That's right. Fox has done a news poll. God knows whether or not it's accurate. And I'm just kidding about that, but you never know. Here's the thing about Fox. I think they're more accurate than most. They're not engaged. I don't know what kind of questions they're asking. Let's put it that way. But this is an accurate poll, I can guarantee, because it's assessing the Republican ticket in 2012. Now, at a conservative political action conference yesterday, Donald Trump hinted that he may have to run because there's no one out there that he feels can do the job. He points out that Representative Ron Paul is definitely not a contender.
I wish there was a candidate that I saw that would be fantastic, because I love what I'm doing.
In fact, I have a great club that's 15 minutes away. By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Right.
You know what else? I like Ron Paul. I think he's a good guy. But honestly, he has just zero chance of getting elected. You have to win an election.
Right. What's wrong with these Ron Paul people, anyway? You don't have enough. There's not enough. You're loud. Yeah, I get it. You're loud. And I understand that there's a lot of people involved in the Ron Paul movement who are involved in the Ron Paul movement the way some people buy Alex Jones books. I mean, seriously, you know.
No, you can't talk about it like that, man. Ron Paul is not a weird ass.
I didn't say he's a weird ass, man. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just telling you that the numbers don't add up. He doesn't have enough people. He's got a lot of people donating money. Don't get me wrong. But that's different from voting. Voting. Vote. You see, when somebody goes to the polls and drops the little ballot in the thing, man, that's the one. That's the only thing that counts. Not the money.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about that. If money got guys like Ron Paul, be king of the planet of Earth and Mars, if you think about it.
What? He's right, man. He's right. I'm going to quote you on that, bud, okay?
Thank you.
If money is all it took to get elected president of the United States, Ron Paul would be the king of Earth and Mars.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, maybe it can't be the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, you listen to you talk to yourself, don't you?
Shut up. All right, come on. Easy. You talk to yourself. Ron Paul is proof positive that it takes more than money. Ron Paul is not a problem. Ron Paul, and Donald Trump is right. Ron Paul's not getting elected. There's a couple of reasons for that, and that not it has nothing to do with whether Ron Paul is right or wrong. Policy-wise, you know as well as I do that there's an image thing. You got to have a certain image to get elected president. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is the list of Republican presidential candidates ranges from former Governor Mitt Romney to real estate developer and television personality Donald Trump, who we just heard. Who among them do voters think would make a good president? Well, a Fox News poll released Friday, I should say, asked that simple question. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is now at 55%. He holds the lead the same way he held the lead Rance when? Earlier in the month. Remember that poll that had Huckabee out in front? Yes. Huckabee's out in front with 55% mid-January. Now, in second place, and I believe he was in second place the last time too, is Romney. But, and this is what we predicted, this is a no-brainer, so it doesn't take much. Huckabee is at 55, Romney's at 54.
Oh, so he's close. I knew it. See, he's going to close the gap.
Romney's closing the gap, and Romney's going to go ahead. And if you want the honest truth right now, notwithstanding the butchery that I made of the 2008 election when I said it was Giuliani's to lose, I actually did think it was Giuliani's to lose, man. I can't believe that Giuliani was not the campaigner that I thought he was.
You thought it was going to be Giuliani or Giuliani and Hillary Clinton.
I did. I thought both of them butchered their campaigns beyond recognition. I thought it was Giuliani's to lose, but hey. All right, so anyway, Mike Huckabee at 55%. And Mitt Romney at 54. Dig that.
Yeah, he going to go ahead, though?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, he's going to go ahead. Oh, are you kidding? They alone receive a thumbs up from at least half of the Republican voters. They also garner the most support among voters overall, 34% and 33%, respectively. What does that mean, Republican voters overall? Think about men and women, probably. All right. About 4 in 10 Republicans think former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, 43%. They like him. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin at 40%. Gingrich has gone up, too.
Yeah, Gingrich, well, he went up like a little bit, but...
You talk about a guy that don't have a prayer.
Well, Gingrich's got a better prayer than Ron Paul. But Gingrich doesn't have a prayer either, you're right. Why is it that this is easy for me to see and nobody else can see it?
Because Mr. Henry, you're brought to conservative radio or conservatism's radio, the clear view of it.
Conservative radio.
Yeah.
How is it anybody can seriously say that Newt Gingrich is going to be president of the United States? It's not going to happen. I've got nothing against Mr. Gingrich. I think he's one of the smartest guys that you're ever going to hear, but there's no prayer. He doesn't have any charisma. He ain't the presidential type. And the same thing with Ron Paul. Now, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, right after the 2008 election, the heaviest hitters in the Republican Party said that Sarah Palin was not going to be the nominee. And the reason why she's not going to be the nominee is that they consider her at the highest echelons of the Republican Party to be damaged goods.
Why is that?
Because they feel that the... And she's hired a chief of staff today, so she may run for president, but they think she's damaged goods from not necessarily the way she was treated. Nobody did any damage to her on the, and they, you people, you left-leaning and the progressive and left-leaner and left-weener people.
Left-weener.
That's what I said. You didn't hurt her. She hurt herself. There's nothing you people said. There's nothing the liberals said that hurt Sarah Palin. Not a thing. I mean, every time they dumped on her, she got more sympathy. No, what happened to her was she was not exactly ready to rock and roll. And I'm not talking about her debates. She kicks ass on just about everybody she debates. She beat Biden's brains in. She beat his brains in. And Biden, he doesn't help himself, you know, with that stupid-ass grin of his. No, Palin's problem is that she hurts herself. All right, next up comes... former Governor Jeb Bush, 39%. And then they go on to New York Governor Chris Christie, who's not running, 29%. And that leaves Donald Trump at 23%. 8%. Then they get down to Pawlenty and a few guys. But the real serious heavy hitters up here, Romney at 54, Huckabee at 55. Romney's, in my opinion, is the hope. I don't see anybody else that isn't tainted just a little bit from 2008. Coming up is a mom livid. Boy, she's pissed after a school sends her kid to a psych ward. And he's 6 years old.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. But, you know, mother knows best. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, Patriot Radio for Patriots, and we'll be back.
Phil Henry. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and here on the Radio for Patriots by Patriots, conservative activists at CPAC. These are conservatives that go to this convention and they try to define the, you know, the parameters of what they're going to be talking about in the forthcoming campaign year of 2011 going into 2012. Now, there's a guy here by the name of Tom Walls. He's a, quote, libertarian-leaning conservative. And that was the first thing that we mentioned that we were talking during the break. What is libertarian-leaning? What does that mean, man? Either you are or you aren't. Either you are or you aren't. Libertarian believes, you don't know what a libertarian is, this is what a libertarian is. You ready? We the people of the United States, in order for a perfect union, justice, they believe that the government is responsible for these things. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and posterity. Now that's it, man. And they don't believe that that means necessarily unemployment insurance or Social Security insurance or any of that stuff. They don't believe that all of that stuff is extra constitutional. Libertarians are not into that. They're not into public education. They're not into making laws against victimless crimes. They believe in the legalization of marijuana. They're just a stripped down, philosophically stripped down party representing those views. So there ain't no leaning, man. Well, we're libertarian leaning, but we do believe in, okay, what do you believe in? So, well, we think Social Security. Well, then you're way, way far away from being libertarian, brother. Anyway, this guy, Tom Walls, a libertarian-leaning conservative affiliated with the Republican Liberty Caucus, he's afraid that hopefuls like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who spoke to CPAC Friday, are unelectable. Why? Why is that? Neither confirmed a presidential bid. There are a lot of pluses and minuses. To win them over, several prospective candidates are on the bill for this year's considered. Well, get out of here. The only chance you got is a guy like Romney. You know, you better quit screwing around. I almost said the F word, didn't I?
Yeah.
The only guy you got right now is Romney. You keep screwing around with candidates that are unelectable, and one of them is Sarah Palin. She is not electable. She's a good woman. Nothing wrong with her. But she's not electable. Now, what, you know, you can wish it and hope it, and you can hold your breath, and you can twirl around three times and wish upon a lucky star and all that wonderful stuff. But do you want to get elected or don't you? If you want to get elected, you want a Republican in the White House, quit fooling around with people that are not going to get elected, that polarize people so much, for better or for worse. And Sarah Palin, you know, has been treated worse than any candidate for any office. She's been treated worse than any public personality I've ever seen in my life, practically, with the possible exception of Hitler. I think that they really, at the end there, they, you know, they didn't treat him fair.
Yeah, he had to blow his brains in.
I'm just kidding. Mom's is upset after a school sends her six-year-old kid to a psych ward. He was sick. He was acting up in school. Her son could happen to any school-age kid, according to this lady. He apparently drew a picture of zombies and stick fingers with the word help. Officials did not disclose or confirm the nature of the pictures. They said they were considered a picture. They were concerned about the picture he drew. He said, I play video games and it's pictures from a video game. Dorman said her son suffers from separation anxiety and he's seen a therapist in the past. On the day he drew the disturbing picture, he was upset that he couldn't stay home with his family. Well, they were zombies. Maybe the kid was tired.
I know I do that when I'm tired.
Yeah, I do too, kid. You're all right, young man, whatever this little boy's name is. Okay, don't worry about it. Jack is his name. Jack, I draw zombies whenever I'm tired, brother. It's a world-famous Phil Henry show. Our producer is Jason Rance, our technical director, Rick Johnson, and Dan Northcraft, our associate producer. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, right-wing radio, the real Phil Henry here, and, of course, on our website. Henry.